Welcome to Community Focus, a program that highlights organizations and events in Central Virginia. My guest today in the studio is Mike Waldman, who is the Executive Director of the Society of St. Andrew. Now, if you've been around Central Virginia a while, you are probably familiar with this organization. Welcome to Equip FM, Mike.
Thanks, Scott. It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
We're glad to have you here today. And for the benefit of those who are not familiar with the Society of St. Andrew, give us a little background. Tell us how long you've been around, what the Society is all about, and bring us up to speed, so to speak.
Sure. The Society of St. Andrew has been around for 31 years. We're in our 31st year. It started right here in the Lynchburg area 31 years ago, up in the mountains there of Big Island. And started with just a sheep shed for an office. Families that started the organization kicked the sheep out of the sheep shed and opened it up as an office to do this concept that's an old biblical concept called gleaning, if you will. It goes all the way back to Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Most people have heard about Ruth gleaning in Boaz's fields. But it's that same thing that God said to do thousands of years ago that is working right now today. Started right here in the Lynchburg area, and we've now grown to the largest organization of its kind in the country, doing this field gleaning process, if you will, that saves fresh produce. All we do is fresh produce, so it's extremely healthy food and very nutritious, and we distribute it to actually thousands of feeding programs and agencies all across the country, including every county in the state of Virginia receives food.
The Society began based on the idea that there's good food going to waste. We can do something about it, right?
That's pretty much right. It actually started out by what we call a God incident. The two founders and the founding families were out talking about changing lifestyles, how wasteful we are in everything that we have, and how we should improve our lifestyles and reduce waste and that kind of thing. And they were putting on one of these seminars at a church on the eastern shore of Virginia. When an old codger stood up in the back and said, "I don't believe you. I don't think we waste that much food." They said, "Well, what do you do?" And he says, "I grow potatoes." And they asked, "Well, do you sell all the potatoes you grow?" And the guy said, "Well, no, some of them aren't good enough for market. What do you do with those?" "Well, I take them out in the woods and I dump them." And they said, "Well, that's what we're talking about." And the old guy said, "Okay, I see what you're saying." And he sat down. And it all could have ended right then because the founding members of the organization went on and continued to talk about lifestyle issues. The old codger got back up again and said, "I see what you're talking about. I've got 100,000 pounds of potatoes. Can you do something with those?" And they didn't know what to say, except they knew they couldn't say no to the guy after harassing him for the last half hour. So they said yes, which is the only thing they could do. Came back here, figured out how to distribute 100,000 pounds of potatoes. Went back to the guy, all very full of themselves, saying, "We're ready for your potatoes." And he said, "Great, I've got six friends. Each one of them has 100,000 pounds of potatoes. Can you do something with that?" And that's how this idea of using fresh, nutritious produce that is perfectly good to eat, just not perfect enough for grocery stores, can be used to feed the hungry in this country. And every year we save and distribute about 20 to 30 million pounds of food that way, all types of produce, and it goes to all 48 contiguous states in the country.
It's phenomenal, really, to read your figures and to hear the figures that you all have for us, because it's just unbelievable that that much food could be lost. Fortunately, it's not being lost now, but there's obviously you're not saving all of it. That's why you want to continue to grow the ministry and expand, I would imagine, and move forward.
That's right, Scott. The USDA estimates that every year we waste 96 billion, that's a billion with a B, 96 billion pounds of food that is perfectly good to eat before it even reaches consumers. That doesn't count what you and I waste at home. So 96 billion pounds of food going to waste every year. We've got about 40, 45 million Americans who need that food. If you do the math, we're throwing away about 1.5 tons of food for every hungry man, woman, and child in the country. You just think that's something that God cannot be happy about. So we're trying to do something about it.
And you're doing a great job. And we praise the Lord for the Society of St. Andrew and for the variety of ways that you involve everyday people, just regular folks, in the process. Tell us, I know you've got summer gleaning, you have fall projects, a special project. Mm-hmm. So share with us the various activities.
Well, we do gleaning programs throughout the country, and gleaning is simply going into the fields, picking up the good food left behind after harvest. The farmer has gotten everything he wants out of it, so we're not taking anything out of his pocket. We're just picking up that simply the good food left behind. We do it in fruit orchards. Around here we have a lot of apple orchards and that kind of thing. So in the fall in this area, in the Lynchburg area, we typically do a lot of berries and that kind of thing in the spring. Not so much gleaning in the summer, although we do a little bit of corn and that kind of thing. And then in the fall, like this time of year now actually, we start gleaning a lot of apple orchards in Bedford County and out Roanoke Way and all parts of the state actually. So that's what's going on now, and it's something anybody can do. It's one of the few mission projects, if you will, that the entire church family can participate in together. We say our volunteers are ages 2 to 82, and I know we have some younger than that and some older than that too, but every year we have about over 30,000 volunteers participate in this ancient biblical concept of gleaning and put it into action today just as the way we were told to do thousands of years ago, and it's providing millions and millions of pounds of food for hungry people to eat.
Now, the Harvest of Hope is a special event that you do. That's an opportunity for churches and for youth groups, that's an intergenerational. Tell us a little bit about that. Now, the ones for this year are probably already scheduled and ready to go, but maybe for planning purposes for next year, somebody might be interested.
Yeah. Well, actually, we do the Harvest of Hope events mostly during the summer, but we do have some fall weekend events. In fact, we got one coming up in the Fincastle area here very soon, but it's easy to find if you go to our website, endhunger.org, E-N-D-H-U-N-G-E-R, endhunger.org, and just go to the Harvest of Hope link. You can see the schedule there. But Harvest of Hope is a wonderful event. We call them work-study mission retreats. It's typically in a church camp-type setting. In the summer, we have week-long events. They run a full week, and mainly targeted toward high school and young college-age youth. But their groups from all over the country actually come and participate and form a working Christian community, if you will, for that 1 week. And they do a lot of gleaning. We work in agencies, and there's a lot of studies about hunger and poverty issues globally, nationally, and locally. So it's just an awareness-building event, because a lot of people really don't know that hunger is a problem in this country, because it doesn't look like it does in, say, Ethiopia or the Sudan. Here, hungry people look like you and me. But it's a big issue in this country. As I said, about 40, 45 million Americans don't get enough to eat. So it's a chance to just increase awareness about that. And our hope is that when they go back home, they will volunteer in some way, in some organization, in their own home communities.
In addition to the Harvest of Hope events, you have a special event coming up in October, on the October 2nd, I believe. And this is a one-day event. Tell us about the Jamboree, so to speak.
This is actually our 11th year doing this event. It's called the Apple Picking Jamboree. As I mentioned, we do gleaning events during the fall in this area, mostly apples. But this is one Saturday, and as you mentioned, it's October 2nd, where we try to get a whole bunch of people gleaning at the same time. And typically, we'll have 200 to 300 volunteers in orchards. We're gleaning in, Gross and Johnson orchards in Bedford County, Jamerson orchards out in the Roanoke area. And so there's places for people to go, whatever is convenient for them. All they need to do is show up. It's at 8 o'clock that Saturday morning. We provide the bags and boxes. And it's generally just a wonderful time. It's a nice, clear morning, and it's also a good opportunity for young people to see where food like apples actually come from, because we all like to eat apples, but a lot of times today people really don't know where they come from. So we'll be picking them right off the trees, and those apples will go probably to a dozen or two dozen feeding agencies right here in the local area.
I would imagine it's a fun experience, and it's a good opportunity for folks to come out and have fellowship with other people and spend the day or part of the day making a real difference in the lives of people right here in this area. So that's October 2nd. Details about that also on your website.
Also on our website, but October 2nd. And if they want to phone in, they can call our office. The 800 number is 800-333-4597, 333-4597. And we'll be happy to give them the information there as well.
So keep that in mind. Good opportunity for you and your family, maybe your church group, to get out and collect apples with the Society of St. Andrew. We're talking with Mike Wallman, who is the executive director. Let's go back for just a second there. I want to talk about the efficiency of this ministry, because you do run a very efficient ministry, and you're able to deliver nutritious food at a very, I mean, astoundingly low cost.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
We are. Well, you know, we believe in good stewardship of food resources. I mean, we believe God has just richly blessed this country, so we're able to feed every person in it. In fact, we throw away more food than we need to feed every hungry person in our country. So we believe in good stewardship of food resources, and we also believe in good stewardship of the financial resources that people give us to run this ministry. So our overhead costs are, last year, and we get an independent audit each year, as nonprofits do, our overhead costs were just 4.4%. So you can see that, you know, everything we do is focused on feeding people. We were able to do it at a cost of about 6 to 8 cents a pound of food. I think our federal government does it for about $1.50 a pound. So, you know, things are a little bit different there. But we do it with volunteers. We're able to take the food directly from where it's excess, whether it's a field or an orchard, and we send it directly to food banks like here in Lynchburg or in Roanoke or the Daily Bread or something like that. So we don't own any trucks or warehouses, and we do it with volunteers, and we're able to do it very, very cheaply. It comes out to about a little over 2 cents a serving, and so it's hard to really beat that when you get to efficiency. So people can know that their support is going directly to feeding people, which is what they want.
A very efficiently run ministry. One more opportunity for people to get involved in fighting hunger on a local level is with the potato drop. You're still doing those. Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, that kind of gets actually into our third programs. You already mentioned, too, the Gleaning Network and the Harvest of Hope. Our third project that we do is called the Potato and Produce Project, where we get whole truckloads of produce. Usually it's potatoes, but it can be melons or greens or pretty much anything. And what we do is we will bring a whole truckload of bulk produce, and that's usually about 45,000 pounds of food, and we drop it, if you will, into a church parking lot where people can come and simply bag it, and we've arranged for feeding agencies that need it to come and pick it up. And generally these things take about an hour and a half or 2 hours, and it's all done. So it's a quick thing. It's usually on a Saturday morning, doesn't even ruin your whole Saturday. But it's a great way to get a lot of food at one time into a local area. And a lot of churches in the Lynchburg area have done these over the years. And we do a couple hundred of these every year across the country.
I would encourage pastors or people who are connected in their fellowships to visit the website, the Society's website, and contact them if you would like to have your fellowship maybe involved. What's the lead time on scheduling one of those? Just can you give us a ballpark?
We actually have people call up and schedule them months in advance. They're also dependent upon the availability of produce. So remember, we're dealing with large truckloads of produce that have been rejected, so we have to get those when they're available. But typically we do them in the spring and in the fall. I think over the next month or so, we've got a dozen or so coming up, not just in this area, but in several states surrounding Virginia. So generally in the spring or fall, again, you can call our number if your church would like to do that. It's a wonderful thing because everybody in the church can participate in it, and it's a lot of fun. And you can also work with other churches in your area, invite them in, and people working together to help feed people right in the local area.
Gives a chance for churches to come together and get to know each other a little bit.
That's right.
Around a common project. You mentioned being in other states. You have a concentrated presence, I guess, on the East Coast, but you're spreading out across the nation.
That's right. We have these gleaning networks actually in about 20 or 22 states, mostly throughout the Southeast and mostly really east of the Mississippi. But we've opened an office in Kansas City to help expand the ministry out into the western part of the country because there's people there who need food and there's plenty of food that is excess in the western part of the state as well, especially as you get out into California. And we do work with some small volunteer gleaning agencies in the state of Washington and California. So we are trying to expand the ministry, as you say. But we do already distribute food in all 48 contiguous states. It's all fresh produce, so we don't do Alaska and Hawaii. But we can take potatoes out of Maine and send them all over the eastern part of the U.S. We get produce out of Wisconsin and Minnesota, some of the Dakotas, and we can distribute those into states in the western part of the country. We don't own any trucks or any warehouses, yet we save and distribute 20 to 30 million pounds of food every single year because it's all going directly to where it's needed. Most of our costs are wrapped up in packing material. The produce is donated free, so we give it away free. But we have to pay for the packaging material that the food goes in and also have to hire truckers at commercial rates to haul the food from, say, Wisconsin to Colorado or someplace like that.
The Society of St. Andrew, based in Big Island, Virginia, still sure. Based where it began, really, 31 years ago, is reaching out across the United States, feeding hungry people at a very low cost, an astoundingly low cost, and you and I have an opportunity to partner with them and participate with them with the financial support of the ministry, obviously, because you do have to pay for the trucks, mm-hmm. and as you mentioned there, participating on a personal level by getting involved in the gleaning activities, and particularly two that are coming up we want to recap before we end today. First of all, April 2nd, the Apple Picking Jamboree. October 2nd, the Apple Picking Jamboree, open to anyone who wants to participate. Just let them know in advance. Is that correct?
That's right.
You'd prefer to have, you need registration or at least.
Well, if they'll just call
sure.
Call the office again, 800-333-4597. Let us know that your group or your church wants to participate. It can be just families or it can be churches.
Sure.
We'll take it from there.
That's October 2nd, the Apple Picking Jamboree.
Right.
A fun day and a great way to enjoy some fellowship and make a difference. Mm-hmm. By all means, take advantage of that opportunity. Mike Wallman with the Society mm-hmm. of St. Andrew. Before we go, we'll underscore the fact that you are an independent ministry, that you're not underwritten by any particular organization. Is that correct?
That's right. We are an independent nonprofit. We're definitely faith-based. It's an amazing organization, but we work with all denominations and faiths. Anybody can participate. You know, people are amazed at how much the organization has grown from those sheepshed days.
Yes.
In Big Island to now the leading organization of its kind in the nation. And, you know, I can simply say to that is when you consider what God did by starting out in a manger, it should be no surprise what he can do by starting out in a sheep shed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mike Wallman with the Society of St. Andrew. And once again, you'll find the contact information for the Society of St. Andrew online at equipfm.org. You've been listening to Community Focus, a public affairs presentation of Equip FM.